Yeah, I go to that program now and again because it's convenient, right? And I haven't noticed anything like that. Although Myers up there around the corner, that one's under construction. They're revamping the whole place and gussying it up, and they got all sorts of weirdness going on there. But I just noticed, honestly, the Mrs. Grass's soup's the only thing I've noticed, you know, really missing. Eggs for a while were kind of dicey, but they seem to be back. And, you know, everybody knew about that, right? But it's not for the things I buy, at least. But then again, I don't go to there as often. I'll go to either Kroger Marketplace over there on Stevenson or the Myers up there on 13 Mile. Those are kind of my go-tos. Anthony, and then Wally, and then back to Donald. Anthony?
Yeah, as of late, when I haven't been able to find something, it's the Kroger by my house is under construction, or it's something silly, one-off, dry goods, something like that, you know, that will eventually come back, or I find it at another Kroger. So I don't know that there's, like, a reoccurring issue or what it is, but I haven't noticed it very often. Over to you, Wally.
Yeah, over here, you guys talking about grocery stores and stock and stuff like that. Over here, you know, they hammer on the Kroger really hard. And most of you guys know where I live, or that general area. And most of them blame the local management as far as stocking and things go. I know a lot of the stuff that's computerized, and, you know, you have 50 cartons of whatever, and then you're down to 10, plus automatic reorder and everything else like that. But I generally believe, like, you know, nowadays, I mean, things are different, but we're not in trouble. And I usually believe it has something to do with local, you know, local management. Marion, my wife, she was in retail all her life. And just about everything that happened, she worked for one of the big box stores, and just about everything that happened at the store almost always had something to do with the local level. So I'm willing to bet what you guys are seeing is might be just an isolated incident related just that one store. Take, for example, what Don was saying about, you know, not being able to get one particular product. I'll bet you if you go to another store, it's probably there and there's lots of them. That would be a telltale sign, you know, that it's a local issue. I truly believe, you know, that's a lot of it. You know, eggs, of course, we all know the flu, whatever, that messed up the egg business. But, you know, but usually if there's a shortage of something, it's pretty wide. So, let's see. I'm assuming, Don, if I'm wrong, somebody else butt in. KPP.